Стоял тот дом, всем жителям знакомый, ведь он уже два века простоял. Но вот его назначили для слома жильцы давно, уехали из дома, но дом пока стоял. Холодно, холодно, холодно в доме. Парадное давно не открывалось, мальчишки окна выбили уже, и штукатурка всюду осыпалась, но что-то в этом доме оставалось на третьем этаже. Ахало, охало, ухало в доме. И дети часто жаловались маме и обходили дом тот стороной, вооружась лопатами, ломами, объединясь с соседними дворами, вошли туда гурьбой. Дворники, 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 тихо! Они стоят и недоумевают, назад спешат, боязни не тая. Быть может, в доме чей-то дух витает, а может, это просто слуховая галлюцинация. Боязно, боязно, боязно очень. Но, наконец, приказ о доме вышел, и вот рабочий, тот, что дом ломал, ударил смаху гирью по крыше, а после клялся, будто бы услышал, как кто-то застонал. Жалобно, жалобно, жалобно в доме. От страха дети больше не трясутся. Нет дома, что два века простоял. И скоро здесь, по плану реконструкции, ввысь этажей десятки вознесутся, бетон, стекло, металл. Здорово, весело, красочно будет.
Thank you. That was singer Pietro Guelfucci, and the song was called Corsica, named after, I'm sure, the island of Corsica, off the west coast of Italy. We heard before that, we heard Weezer with the Sweater Song, Undone. Fun song there. Before that, we heard a Russian song, Pesnya Skazka o Starom Domye, Na Novom Arbatche by Vladimir Vysotsky. A tale of old building on New Arbat Street. And before that, we heard Storm Blast by Silver Ash from a group from China. That was our little set. It's now 5 o'clock, 5:01. And I'm Ann Candelo, and you're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver. It's at 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Netherland, and online at kgnu.org. On kgnu.org, you can find archives of all our shows here on KGNU. Music shows and many of the news shows, or pointers to where... if it's a syndicated news show, pointers to where you can find it. It's a great resource. Next up, we'll hear something from Hawaii. This is called Paniau is the piece, and it's sung by Mahi Beamer.
Sonnet 73. That time of year thou mayst in me behold, when yellow leaves or none nor few do hang upon those boughs which shake against the cold, bare ruined choirs where late the sweet birds sang. In me thou seest the twilight of such day as after sunset fadeth in the west, which by and by black night doth take away, death's second self that seals up all in rest. In me thou seest the glowing of such fire that on the ashes of his youth doth lie, as the deathbed whereon it must expire, consumed with that which it was nourished by. This thou perceivest, which makes thy love more strong, to love that well, which thou must leave ere long.
I could have a mansion that is higher than trees. I could have all the gifts I want and never ask please. I could fly to Paris Oh, that's at my beck and call. So why do I go through life with nothing at all? But when I dream, I dream of you. Maybe someday you will come true. I can be the singer or the clown in every room. I can even call someone to take me to the moon. I can put my makeup on and drive the crowd insane. I can go to bed alone and never know her name. But when I dream, I dream of you. Maybe someday you will come true. When I dream, I dream of you. Maybe someday you'll come true. Thank you.
Ça ne m'atteint pas, non, je ne laisserai jamais. Baby, bazi juu itu ni kito nani kashuma. Islam,
Mr. Flavor,
if we remember.
Baby, oh na na na, baby, oh na na na, baby, oh na na na, baby.
vaga tukikosa daga jalala nae mirungi kwa kusaga mbege kwa wachaga na mbuzi wa kutaga habaru nayo sa tuende sankoro sankororo sankoro sankoro Tanzania sankoro sankororo Kamarona Nigeria sankoro sankoro Mwani sankoro everybody sankoro
Another show. There goes our show. We're going out with Altan Urag, Mongolian group. The piece is called Waves. We started the set back at the top of the hour with Paniao by Mahi Beamer. Then we heard a Shakespearean sonnet. We heard That Time of Year Thou Mayst in Me Behold. It was read by David Shaw Parker. Then we heard Jack Clement, When I Dream. After that, piano piece by Bach. It was played by Dino Lipati, Partita No. 1 in B-flat major. Then we heard Chargo with Tel William. And then French group L5, modern piece L'Indifférence. After that, Rodrigo E. Cabriella with Tamakun. Then we heard Debo Band with Medinana Zelesinya, then Diamond Platinums before this piece. It was called Nana, and going out with Altan Urag, Waves. High today in Boulder will be 78, low 45, a 20% chance of thunderstorms, and it will be cooling over the weekend as we go into a colder week. Have a great day, everyone. I'm Ann Cantillo. Next up, it's time for Community Public Radio.
From Community Public Radio, this is the CPR News. From New York, I'm Don DeBar.
Vladimir Putin is being used to normalize imperialism and to get Hillary Clinton into the Oval Office. So begins this week's column at blackagendareport.com by columnist Margaret Kimberly under her column, Freedom Rider. We discussed it with her via Skype from New York Thursday. Margaret, pleasure to speak with you as always.
Thank you, Don.
So, anti-Putin hysteria in service to Hillary.
Yes.
Let's talk about that.
Yes. Well, there has been for several years now the corporate media campaign that is following directives straight from the administration. And I think it's funny that we, in this country, we're told that they don't refer to the Russian press. They always say the Russian state-run media or the Syrian state-run media.
Right.
Well, we have a state-run media, too.
Right.
And they take orders from whomever is in the White House, and that being Obama. attempt to exact regime change in Russia, and that, make no mistake about it, that is the ultimate goal.
Yep.
Of instigating a coup in Ukraine, of putting 30,000 NATO troops on Russia's border, of attempting to overthrow a Russian ally, the Syrian president. As Putin, of course, resists all of these things, he, of course, has to be turned into a bad guy. And I cannot recall any individual leader in my lifetime who was vilified this badly in the American press.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and the stories run the gamut of, from the sublime to the ridiculous, as the saying goes. So they'll claim he has a mistress who's a gymnast, or Rupert Murdoch's ex-wife is his mistress, even though she says, "I've never met Vladimir Putin." They keep repeating this story. Or, Russia has more icebreakers in the North Pole than any other country. Well, Russia has more ice than any other country. And why would that be a problem, that Russia has more icebreakers anyway? So they jump from story to story, and some of them are laughable. But now Putin is being used in Hillary Clinton's campaign. So when the DNC, Democratic National Committee, emails were hacked and leaked by WikiLeaks, instead of giving attention to the substance of the emails and what they say about the Democratic Party, Putin was used as a diversion. Well, the hacker was Russian. I thought the guy was Romanian, but then they said he was Russian. But then they said, he was a Russian working for Putin. Then it was there are Russian digital fingerprints on this hack. I don't even know what that means, if it means anything at all. So she gets to dodge, the press helps her to dodge, her and the Democratic Party to dodge a bullet with those revelations.
Right.
The fact that she broke the law by using a private server instead of the State Department server in order to cover up the fact that she was doing the business of the Clinton Foundation while she was Secretary of State, we're told that this was all Putin's handiwork. And Donald Trump steps in it by being, it was clear to me, sarcastic and saying he hoped the Russians found all her emails. Well, in the piling on of Trump began,
right,
that he was a Russian agent.
Right.
And they wanted to
prosecute him for treason over that.
Yes, there were people saying he committed treason by making a sarcastic remark. But this just shows you the lengths to which the elites in this country are devoted to Hillary Clinton and getting her into office. And so in the past couple of weeks, this has continued. MSNBC, which I call Fox News for Democrats because that's all
right,
it is,
right,
they started piling on. First, Chris Hayes does a story, an interview with a woman named Masha Gessen, who's an alleged journalist, but I think it's on her W-2 form, Russophobe hack. But at any rate,